Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Yes, you're now once again in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan. We come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, as usual and as always, I'm asking all listeners, and especially for the new listeners, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we get ready to go through God's Word together on tonight. I will be delivering the Word on tonight, so you would most definitely need your Bible, a pen or pencil, and some paper so you can take notes as you follow along on tonight. But we always open up with prayer. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please pray with me at this time, because we do serve an awesome God who can not only hear, but he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because we know without a doubt that you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for this another day that you have made. You've allowed us to wake up and see without hurt, harm, or danger. In Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come also in the name of Jesus, asking that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every saved believer in the name of Jesus all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that even though we're saved, all have sinned and come short of your glory. So that's why we're so grateful on tonight for our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, your Son, in whom you said you're well pleased. This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. We thank you for him. We thank you for his great sacrifice of love for you first and then for mankind, that he would sacrifice his life and come down from glory, in the form of flesh, in the form of a baby, to sacrifice his life and shed his precious sinless blood, his righteous and holy blood. But before that was done, he suffered. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And we thank you that by his stripes and with his stripes, we are already healed in Jesus' name. So we thank you for his sacrifice on the cross for us, that he died, he suffered. He was wounded for us. He was bruised. He was scandalized and criticized for us, that we could be redeemed back to you and be saved in Jesus' name. And those that are not saved can be saved, and those that are saved, that have gone astray, that we can come back to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come thanking you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward each one of us. In spite of ourselves, we know we don't deserve it. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We know that your word is true. So therefore, we come in the name of Jesus, asking that you will move by your Spirit over the airwaves on tonight. Should there be any listener that is listening on tonight that's not saved in Jesus' name, that are spiritually blind on tonight, it's our hope and prayer and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight. As I pray, Lord, that you help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, that as your word goes forth through me through your Holy Spirit, those that are not saved, that they will hear your word, they will be able to open their own mouth on tonight and confess that they are sinners, and they will ask to be, they will ask your Son Jesus Christ to come into their hearts and save them. And once they're saved in his name, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Heavenly Father, I come lifting up my sisters in Christ, Cherise, Tracy, and Lisa Blackwell, my sisters in Christ, Heavenly Father. Lift them up to you. The two sisters in that family are dealing with coronavirus. One of the sisters has been released. Cherise Blackwell has been released from the hospital. Thank you in Jesus' name. So two of the sisters are at home now, recovering from the virus. They both have oxygen tanks at their homes. And thank God that one of them has the strength to be able to look out for the other sister. So we just thank you for them right now. And not only them, but all those that have lost loved ones. I saw on CNN News this week where a young mother of 33 years of age, they had to induce her labor and do a C-section to deliver her baby. Thank God the baby was born healthy. But unfortunately, the mother died from coronavirus at the age of 33 years old. And not only that family, but all families that are dealing with the grief from the loss of loved ones, Pastor Kenneth Harris and his family, and all those that have lost loved ones due to the coronavirus. And not only that, but those that have lost loved ones for whatever reasons, comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies all over the land. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you will get the glory and they will testify and that the world know that it was you who have healed them for your glory in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we continue to lift up President Donald Trump to you and all those, Heavenly Father, that are following in his footsteps and that do not know how to show love and compassion for your people all over the land. It's our prayer that you would touch their hearts even on tonight. And if they're not saved, Heavenly Father, it's our prayer, hope and desire that you would touch their hearts in their mind, that if they hear your word, send a vessel to them, Heavenly Father, declaring your word as you use them through your Holy Spirit. And I pray that they would hear your word and receive your word. And after hearing your word on tonight, Heavenly Father, whenever you send your vessels, your angels, their way to speak your word into their lives, that they would hear your word and receive it. And they would, too, confess your sins and transgressions and ask to be saved in Jesus' name. And therefore, they will be able to know and show love and compassion for your people all over the land, that through them you will be glorified through them as well. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Continue to bless each listener on tonight, those that faithfully tuned in, and those that are new listeners on tonight. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts as our prayer in Jesus' name. Now continue to lift up every pastor, every shepherd that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are truly being faithful doers of your word, declaring and teaching and preaching your word, and being doers of your word and living your word every day, Heavenly Father, by example, that you would be glorified through them. Continue to bless them, the works of their hands, their families, and the ministries that you have placed them over for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we pray that you would have your way on tonight through this ministry and broadcast, through this worldwide platform, that you would get the glory. I pray that you would help me to decrease on tonight, and that you are increasing me for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us simply saying, simply trust God in all things. Once again, tonight's scripture food for thought. Simply trust God in all things. We're getting ready to go to our music break right now. And following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to get directly into God's word. As I said earlier, I will be delivering God's word on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens and paper ready to take notes and follow along as we go through God's word on together on tonight. Enjoy the music break.
I give you praise.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I give you praise. Why? God is worthy of our praise. No matter what we're going through, no matter what it looks like, God is still worthy to be praised. Thank you that there is none like him in all the earth. But before I bring forth God's word on tonight, I would like the listeners to know, especially the new listeners on tonight, that I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase, James_Brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. I thank God for this is a worldwide ministry. This worldwide ministry, we are heard around the world, and I just give God the glory for every listener from every country, every state, every city, every county, every village. I give God glory and honor and praise for you that faithfully tuned in to this broadcast, that you would receive a word from the Lord, that you would be blessed, that you would be healed, delivered, and strengthened, and set free through God's word. So right now, tonight's message title is Before You Step Out of the Will of God. And I do want to give credit to Dr. Charles Stanley. I heard this message a couple of Sundays ago, and it was such a powerful word, a powerful message for the people of God on today, for such a time as this. I thought I would share this message with you, the listeners, on tonight. So I don't want to take the credit for it, so I want to give credit to where credit is due. And that's this message, again, I heard it through and from Dr. Charles Stanley a couple of weeks ago. So I just want to share some of what I heard. I want to share it with you, the listeners, on tonight. So that's why I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to take notes. As we move forward with the word, the main scripture is coming from 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 15, and it's coming from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have a different Bible, it's going to read a little bit different. But from the King James Version of the Bible, this is how it reads. It says, "And she went and did according to the saying of Elisha, and she and he and her house did eat many days." Once again, I'm going to read that again. Again, it's the main scripture for tonight's message. Before you step out of the will of God, it's coming from the main scripture, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 15. Again, this is coming from the King James Version of the Bible, and it reads this way. It says, "And she went out and did according to the saying of Elisha, and she and he and her house did eat many days." So as we start out, we're going to look at what it says in the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Again, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. So all of these scriptures that I'm going to be dealing with on tonight is coming from me through the King James Version of the Bible. And verse number 23 reads as follows, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men." Verse number 24 says, "Knowing that of the Lord ye shall," and I'm a paraphrase, that means it's a promise directly from God. Again, he says in verse number 24, "Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." See, as sisters and brothers in Christ on tonight, we need to realize and know that no one is exempt. No one can truly be happy when living outside of God's will. There is no exceptions. Again, no one can truly be happy when living outside of God's will. There is no exception. And we have some good examples pertaining to this message. If you have the Bibles, I pray that you do, and I ask that you would please turn to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Again, the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Again, the King James Version, and it reads as follows. Now, the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? He asked her a question. And verse number two, and the woman, talking about Eve, and the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said. Now she's looking here. She knew what God had said. She even telling the serpent what God said. She said, God has said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. Verse number four. And the serpent said unto the woman, talking about Eve again. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. See, that's how he is. He's real sneaky and tricky. He told Eve, the woman, Ye shall not surely die. After God told her what would happen. But the serpent is telling her something different. He's telling her, no matter what God says, you shall not surely die. Again, I'm paraphrasing. And then verse number five says, For God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat. And not only did she eat, she gave also unto her husband Adam with her, and he did eat. And verse number seven says, And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse number eight, And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? Verse number 10, And Adam said, and he said, talking about Adam, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Now you remember, he's talking to God. And verse number 11 says, And he said, Who, and God talking to Adam, he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree? See, God already knew they had, but he's asking Adam a question. Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And Adam said, In other words, and the man said, according to the King James Version of the Bible, and the man said, the woman, now here he goes, blaming the woman, blaming Eve. He said, the woman whom thou gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Now here she goes. She's blaming the serpent, the devil. And then verse number 14 says, And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and thus thou shalt eat all the days of thy life. And then finally, in verse number 15, God is saying, I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So again, before the message title on tonight, before you step out of the will of God, Again, we're coming from the main scripture from 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 15. So as we move forward with this lesson on tonight, again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper as you follow along. So here are some good examples that what I just read to you. And the first one was the example of Adam and Eve. They chose to listen to the wrong voice, which was the serpent. In other words, the devil, the enemy. Again, I just read to you Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Now we're going to take a look at Noah. Now Noah did the opposite. He chose to listen. Not only did he choose to listen to God, but he obeyed God. Therefore, God found favor in him. And you can find it in Genesis chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. Again, see, we all have choices, but Noah chose to listen, and not only listen to God, but he chose to obey God. And that's what God is want, he wants us to do as the children of God today, you, my sister, you, my brother, and including myself. He wants us to obey him. As we move forward, we're going to look at another example, the Israelites. God saved them out of bondage. But guess what? They disobeyed him by taking the eyes of a god and accepted or believed a false report about giants in the land. They see they thought their plan, apparently they thought their plan was better or best, and they ended up spending or walking around in the wilderness for over 40 years. Wow, in the wilderness for 40 years. Why? Because they disobeyed God. They stepped out of the will of God. So before you or I, my sister or brother, and sister and brother, I should say, before you or I step out of the will of God, we must remember he has no respecter of persons. You can find that in Romans chapter 2, verse number 11. I'm going to say that again. Somebody needs to hear this. See, God knows who's going to be listening. He knows what we all stand in need of. So I'm saying to you, I'm saying this to myself as well. Before you or I step out of the will of God, we must remember he has no respect of person. Again, that's found in Romans chapter 2, verse number 11. So what applies to one generation applies to us even today as believers in Jesus Christ. So again, God, he has no respect of persons. So again, what he said to those people back in the Bible days of the days of old, it still applies to us today as Christians, as sisters and brothers in Christ, as believers in Jesus Christ. That same word applies to us even today. So we must make sure that we don't step out of the will of God. He's given us a chance to stay in his will. So as we move on and as we move forward, and if someone asks the question, why should we stay in the will of God? Why should we not step out of the will of God? One might ask why. That's a very good question. There is always a price to pay or consequences when anyone steps out of God's will. We have some more examples to look at. If you would turn to the book of Judges, Judges chapter 16, verses 15 through 17. Again, the book of Judges, chapter 16, verses 15 through 17. Again, I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible. If you have a different Bible, it's going to read differently, but it all means the same. Again, Judges chapter 16, verses 15 through 17. We're talking about Samson. And see, Samson was defeated. He was to defeat the enemy, but he could not. And why couldn't he defeat the enemy? Because he fooled around and he told Delilah his secret of where his strength came from, which was his hair. And so as we're going to read and see exactly what it says according to the Bible, according to God's word, in verse number 15 it says, and she said of him, talking about Delilah, talking to Samson, and she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart, when thy heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times and hast not told me wherein thy strength, thy great strength lies. And then verse number 16 says, and it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death. And then verse number 17, then he told her all his heart and said unto her, there has not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. See, he fooled around and told her his secret where his strength lies, and that's all she needed to hear. So she was being used by the enemy. Well, by him doing that, guess what he did? He stepped out of the will of God. Now we take a look at Peter. I'm going to give you a few scriptures. There's a lot of different scriptures that's going to pertain to Peter, Peter's denial of ever knowing Jesus. And I'm just going to give you two as references for tonight. And you can find that in, the first one is found in Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 33 through 35. Again, Matthew chapter 26, verses 33 through 35. Then you can also look in Mark, the book of Mark, chapter 14, verses 29 through 31. I'm not going to read those, but that's why I'm asking you to write these down so that in your leisure time, you can go back and you can read these and you can be blessed by God's word. So still talking about Peter, how he denied ever knowing Jesus. And by him denying that he ever knew Jesus, guess what he did? He too stepped out of God's will. Then we see David in 2 Samuel chapter 11. 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 through 15. I'm going to give you time to find it because I'm going to go there myself. So I want to read to you what it's talking about here pertaining to David. Again, it's 2 Samuel. 2 Samuel, verse chapter 11, verses 1 through 15. And I'll give you just a second. I had it, but I got to find it again. Here we go. Chapter 11. And here we go. And if you have a Bible, your Bible, again, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads as follows. And verse number 1 from chapter 11, 2 Samuel. And it says, and it came to pass, after the year was to expire, at the time when kings go forth to battle, that David sent to Joab and his servant with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rahab. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. Verse number 2 says, and it came to pass in eventide that David rose up from his bed and walked upon the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman washing herself. And the woman was very beautiful to look upon. And David sent and inquired after the woman. And one said, is not this Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? And David sent messengers and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. And the woman conceived, in other words, she became pregnant. And the woman conceived, talking about Bathsheba, and sent and told David. In other words, she told him that I am with child. And David sent to Joab, saying, send me Uriah the Hittite. And Joab sent Uriah to David. And when Uriah had come unto him, David demanded of him how Joab did, and how the people did, and how the war prospered. Verse number 8, and David said unto Uriah, go down to thy house and wash thy feet. And Uriah departed out of the king's house, and there followed him a mess of meat from the king. In other words, there was a lot of meat from the king. Verse number, hold on, verse number nine. But Uriah slept at the door of the king's house with all the servants of his lord, and went not down to his house. And when they had told David, saying, Uriah went down into his house, David said unto Uriah, Camest thou not from thy journey? Asking him a question. Why then did thou not go down unto thine house? And Uriah said unto David, The ark and Israel and Judah abideth in tents, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are encamped in the open fields. Shall I then go into thine house to eat and to drink, and to be lie with my wife? As thou livest, and as thou so livest, I will not do this thing. And David said unto Uriah, Tarry here today also, and tomorrow I will let thee depart. So Uriah abode in Jerusalem that day and the morrow. And verse number 13 says, And when David had called him, talking about Uriah, he did eat and drink before him, and he made him drunk. Watch out now. And at the evening, when he went out to lie on his bed with the servants of his lord, but went not down to his house. Verse number 14 says, And it came to pass in the morning that David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. And verse number 15 says, And he wrote in the letter, saying, Set ye Uriah on the front line, on the forefront of the hottest battle, and retire ye from him, that he may be smitten or killed and die. See, that was a setup. See, that's what David did, knowing that he was wrong. When he did that, guess what he also did? He also stepped out of the will of God, because first and foremost, when he went up on the roof and he was looking at Bathsheba, and he saw her, which was another man's wife, he lusted after her and he desired her, and eventually he had her and she became pregnant. So what he did was he turned around and had her husband put on the front line at the hottest part of the battle so that he could be killed, trying to cover up what he had done so that it would not be discovered that his wife, Delilah, meaning Bathsheba, his wife was pregnant by David. So he put him on the front line to have him killed. So when he did that, he also stepped out of the will of God. So we should always pray and thank God. We should always pray. I mean, we should always pray first, then we should think before stepping out of God's will, because that's the trick of the enemy. That's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants anything that he can define that when we are weak and our flesh, that he can use against us so that we can do his bidding, and that way we can step out of the will of God and not complete our God assignment, so that God would not be glorified through us. So as we continue to move forward, we're going to take a look at Jonah. See, God had gave Jonah an assignment to go to Nineveh. And this can be found in 2 Kings chapter 14, verse number 25. Again, 2 Kings chapter 14, verse number 25. Jonah had been given an assignment by God himself, and he was to go to Nineveh and to preach God's word as God instructed him, to go and preach to the people in Nineveh. But he did not want to do that. He went the opposite. He did the opposite, the total opposite of what God told him to do. He ran. And you know what? When he did that, he was eventually, the Bible talks about, some people call it, said that God had prepared a whale, some people say a fish, to swallow up Jonah, because he had stepped out of the will of God by not doing what God had told him to do when he told him to go to Nineveh and preach his word. When Jonas failed to do what God had instructed him to do, he thought he was running, and he thought he was going to run and hide and get away from God. Again, God had prepared this great whale, great fish, to swallow Jonah up, and that's exactly what happened. So when God got through with Jonah, when he was in the belly of the whale for them 3 days, if I'm not mistaken, Jonah was so happy to get out of that belly's whale, out of the whale, the belly of the whale. When God allowed that whale to go up on dry land and spit him out, Jonah ran. I mean, he ran to Nineveh, and he did what he was instructed to do. Now, had he done that from the beginning, that would not have occurred. So when he did that, when he failed to do what God instructed him to do, guess what he did? He also stepped out of God's will. So on tonight, you, my sister, you, my brother, as I give it this conclude with this message on tonight, every Christian, you, my sister, you, my brother, and again, this includes me, my too. I am not exempt. No one is exempt. Every Christian needs to know that it is Satan, the father of all lies. It is his desire. See, that's what the word of God says. It is his desire to strip us as wheat. See, he's going around seeking whom he may devour. So it is the desire of Satan, the father of lies. It is his desire for each one of us, you, me, to step out of God's will. But guess what? It is God's desire for us to stay and to walk in his will, that we can accomplish his will. So as we get ready to close out for tonight, we want to remember, again, that's why I pray that you have your Bibles. I'm going to go back over these scriptures for someone that did not get a chance to write these down. We talked about David, and that's found in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verses 1 through 15. When David lusted after Bathsheba, and he turned around, and not only did he lust after her, he ended up having her. In other words, she became pregnant. And then David did something else. David turned around and had her husband, Bathsheba's husband, put on the front line so he could be killed, so he could try to cover up that he had got his wife pregnant. So as we continue to look back again, and I'm just going back over these, what we talked about, so that anyone that did not get these scriptures, you can have a chance to write them down. Then we talked about Samson. We talked about Samson, who stepped out of God's will. And how did he step out of God's will? By giving Delilah his secret, the secret of where his strength came from. See, and that was found in Judges chapter 16, verses 15 through 17. See, Samson's purpose was to defeat the enemy, but he could not. Again, why? Because he told Delilah his secret, where his strength came from, and his strength was in his hair. Then we also talked about Peter, and that's found in, there's a lot of different scriptures that pertain to this, how Peter denied ever knowing Jesus. And I gave you two scriptures. Again, that's, those were Matthew, in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 33 through 35. Then I gave you Mark, chapter 14, verses 29 through 31. So I don't want you to miss this. See, again, the message title for tonight, before you step out of the will of God, and I'm going to give you the main scripture once again, it's 1 Kings, chapter 17, and verse 15. Before you step out of the will of God. So then we talked about the Israelites. The Israelites, they ended up spending 40 years in the wilderness. Why? Because they did not do what God told them to do. They talked about the different giants. They got afraid, and they did not stand on God's word. They did not trust God. So they went on their own accord, and again, as I said, when we step out of the will of God, there's a price to pay. There's a consequence that we pay. That includes me, you, my sister, you, my brother. Anytime we step out of the will of God, there's a consequence or there's a price to pay. So just like we talked about Samson, just like we talked about Peter denying Jesus, and Samson giving his secret to Delilah about where his strength came from, and then we talked about David, how he saw Bathsheba and turned around and fooled around and got her pregnant, then had her husband put on the front line to be killed. thinking that was going to hide the fact that he had gotten another man's wife pregnant. So he turned around and put him on the front line to be killed. Again, we talked about the Israelites just now. So we talked about also, we talked about Noah. See, now Noah was different. See, God found favor in Noah because Noah, not only did he listen to God, but he obeyed God. See, that's what God wants us to do. Not only to listen to him, but he wants us to obey him. So Noah, that's why the word of God says in the book of Genesis chapter 6, verse 7, God found favor in Noah because Noah listened and obeyed God. Then we talked about Adam and Eve. When they chose not to listen to God, but guess what they did? They chose to listen to the serpent. And then they started blaming each other. Eve started blaming Adam. Adam started blaming the serpent, and back and forth, back and forth. And then they turned around, and they was in the garden, and God called them and asked them, where were they? Not that God didn't know where they were. He already knew where they were. But then they turned around and said, we hid ourselves. We made fig leaves to hide ourselves because we were naked, because they knew that they had disobeyed God, and they knew what God had told them, that if you not only eat of the tree, but if you just touch it, you will surely die. But they turned around and listened. They were beguiled. The word of God says beguiled. They were tricked by the enemy. They believed the report of the enemy. And that's how they ended up in the state that they were in. That's how sin came about. Not only sin came about that way, but then we didn't talk about this, but we look at Cain and Abel, the first murder in the Bible. Cain killed Abel because he was jealous of him, because God received his gift and not his. So we talked about all these different scriptures. So it really boils down to, before you step out of the will of God, and that's why I gave you this scripture, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Again, I'm going to read it out of the King James Version of the Bible. And it says, knowing that of the Lord, ye shall, and I'm paraphrasing, receive a promise from God, the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. And see, again, I said, no one, not me, not you, no matter who you are, no one can truly be happy when we're living outside of God's will. And again, the word of God says there is no exception. God, in other words, God has no respect of persons. So because you are saved in Jesus' name, because you may be a seasoned saint, if you think that you can do whatever you want, no, you cannot. Even the new babes in Christ that may have just received Jesus Christ on today or yesterday, no, you cannot do whatever you want. You cannot go around living your life the way you choose to live your life. You have to live your life according to God's word and according to his will for your life. So I pray on tonight that you receive this word. And then I'm going to read to you, I read verse number 24, but I didn't read verse number 23 again in Colossians number 3, verse 23. And it says again, whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. So whatever we do, we want to stay in God's will. We don't want to step out of God's will trying to please men, be men pleasers, but we want to stay in God's will. So again, that trick of the enemy is that he wants us to step out of God's will. But God's will for us is for each one of us to walk in his will and to do his will according to his word, that God will be glorified through us, through you and through me. So I pray that you have received something from this word on tonight, that you were blessed by the word, because again, we know that God's word is not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God sets out for to do, because he knows who's going to be listening. And he knows what we all stand in need of. So this is a rich word on tonight. And I, again, as I said in the beginning of the broadcast on tonight, I have to give credit to Dr. Charles Stanley. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching television, and I heard this message from Dr. Charles Stanley. And I said, that's a powerful word. And so I chose on tonight to deliver this message that I heard from Dr. Charles Stanley. So I'm not going to try to take credit for this. I have to give credit where credit is due. This word came from Dr. Charles Stanley, who's come forth over the airways on Sunday mornings, and he's a powerful, awesome man of God. And so this powerful word was so rich that I thought that I would share it with you, the listeners, on tonight. And again, I pray that it was a blessing to you on tonight. So I pray that you had a chance to write down these scriptures, and please go back and read them over again and meditate on them and see what you heard tonight through this word. Maybe the Lord may give you something different after you have prayed over this word and you meditated on this word and you let the Lord minister to you through this word. You know, when you get alone in your secret closet and meditate on this word and read it again, and then let the Lord reveal not only what you heard tonight, he may reveal something else to you through this word. So I thank God for each listener. I thank God for every listener. We have so many new listeners. God is really blessing this worldwide ministry and platform. I just give God the glory and honor and praise for it, because I know it's not my doing. It is of the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So we have people all over the world, all over the country, in Africa, Egypt, and China, even some people in Russia, all over the world are listening to this broadcast every Thursday night and every Saturday night, and are being blessed by God's word. And so I just give God the glory, honor, and praise for it, for what he's doing through this worldwide ministry and platform. And I thank God for you, the listeners, everyone that faithfully tunes in, and especially for our new listeners. I thank God for you as well. Know that I definitely keep you all in prayer, and I'm asking you all to please keep me in prayer. So as we open up in prayer on tonight, I offer a prayer to God on behalf of some sisters in Christ that are former members of my church, when we were formerly known as St. James, the Black Royal family. There's two sisters in that family. Both came down with the coronavirus, and the younger sister, Sharif, was just released from the hospital. But the other sister, even though she's suffering with the coronavirus too, they are both home now, thank God for that. But they're both on oxygen. They both have oxygen tanks at their home. And so one of the sisters that are on oxygen is looking after the other sister. And I was looking on Facebook today, and I was reading that. And I'm like, look at God. What a powerful, awesome God we serve. Both of these sisters are suffering with the coronavirus, but one sister is strong enough that she can look after the other sister. Now that's love in action. So this thing about the coronavirus, it's serious, it is real, it's not fake news. Some people are going around thinking that it's fake, and they will go to their grave. Some people are on their deathbed still saying that it's a hoax. They still don't believe that it's real. But this is real. And so the enemy, again, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't care how he do it. So before you step out of God's will, again, you need to pray. And you need to think real hard before you step out of God's will, because that's a trick of the enemy, the father of all lies. He wants you to step out of God's will. He wants me to step out of God's will so that God won't be glorified through us. But God, thank God for Jesus Christ. So on that note, I'm going to ask you this question. Now, whose report are you going to believe after hearing this word on tonight, after all these different examples that we used on tonight? Again, talking about the Israelites, talking about Samson, talking about Noah. We talked about Peter. We talked about Samson. Whose report are you going to believe on tonight? Are you going to believe the report of the Lord? See, God cannot lie, and neither his son, the man, a man that he should repent. God's word is true, and he is faithful. And what God says he's going to do, he's going to do it. He's a promise keeper. He cannot lie. He cannot fail nor change. And I'm so grateful on tonight that God is not like man. He remember his word. He is a promise keeper. So on tonight, I pray that you have received this word, and I pray that it was a blessing to you, to each listener on tonight. Not only for you, but when you heard this word on tonight, I pray that you would share this word with someone else so they can be blessed by it. If you don't have my website, I hope you have a pen and paper. I'm going to give you the website right now. My website for this ministry, for this worldwide platform, is Blog Talk, B-L-O-G. It's a long website, so I'm going to give it to you slowly so you can write it down, so you can share it with other people, so they can tune in, so they can go to the archives and pull up this message from tonight and be blessed by God's word. This worldwide platform's website is Blog Talk, B-L-O-G, blogtalkradio.com/servants, with an S on the end, servants, ambassadors, with an S on the end, vessels, with an S on the end. So that's once again, blogtalkradio.com /servants/ambassadors/vessels. So all shows are kept in archives so that anyone can go to their phones or your tablets or your computers and go to the website and pull it up and listen to all of the different messages that God has shared with us through his people, his men and women of God. So God is using powerful men and women of God to come forth over this worldwide platform to deliver his word, and that he would be glorified. So it's not about me. It's not about the guest. It's about Jesus. And it's about God being glorified. So that's what we are here to do, make sure that God gets the glory. And I pray again that you are blessed by the word. Please share this worldwide ministry website with your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, and your family and friends, even your enemies. They need to hear this word too, so they can be saved if they're not saved. And I'm going to be getting ready to close out for tonight. I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So on this coming Saturday, you want to tune in to hear another word from the Lord through none other than Deacon Marvin Cox, who will be bringing forth the word on this coming Saturday night. He is always shared with us inspirational poems, and we always have a powerful word from the Lord. God's word is powerful. I don't care who's bringing forth God's word. God's word is always powerful if you tune in with the right frame of mind to receive what is being said. So as we're ready to close out on tonight, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to wear your mask. Continue to be safe. Continue to stay your distance one from another. And then continue to use hygiene and use the whatever you need, the sanitizers to wash your hands. Because, again, this virus is real. It's serious. I mean, people are dying by the thousands every day. So, again, the enemy has no shame. He don't care who he takes out. That's what he wants to do, take you out so that you won't fulfill your God purpose in the earth, so that God won't be glorified through you. So, again, tonight's message title was, Before You Step Out of the Will of God. And the main scripture was found in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse number 15. Continue to be blessed with the Lord. We're going to close out in prayer. Please pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're not like man, that you have and hold all power in your hands. You're in total control and total control at all times. We thank you that you don't slumber nor sleep. You cannot fail. We love you because you first loved us in spite of ourselves. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ. You said, this is my Son, in whom I'm my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. We thank you for him and his great sacrifice for mankind, that he loved you so much, and that he loved us so much, that he came down from glory in the form of a baby, in the form of flesh, to pay our sin debt with his own blood, his sinless, righteous, and precious blood. It was shed on the cross so that anyone that accepts him as your Son can be saved. And we thank you that through him, that when we do sin, we can come through him and be forgiven of our sins and be redeemed and restored back to you in good standard and good relationship with you so that we can be able to fulfill and complete our God purpose in the earth. So we just love you on tonight. We bless your name. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver as only you can, because we do know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders even on tonight. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to have your way in the lives of those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that you will send a word their way, that they will hear your word, and not only hear your word, but receive your word. And after receiving your word, that they will open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask to be saved in his name. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose on the earth for your glory, is our prayer in Jesus' name. We continue to lift up the president and all those, Heavenly Father, that are not walking in your will, all those that is not showing love and compassion for your people everywhere, is our prayer that you would send your word their way, and that they would too hear your word and receive your word and be saved in Jesus' name, so that you would be glorified through them. And that you touch their hearts, Lord, they would turn from their evil and wicked ways, and they would turn to you, and they would learn how to show love and compassion for all people, that you would be glorified through them as well, is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Continue to bless every listener. Grant them the desires of their hearts is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to encourage one another in God's word. Not with your opinions, not with your feelings, but according to God's word that he will get the glory. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Good night.